Hello and welcome to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. I'm your host, Adam Friedman. Today's topic, voter ID laws. And now, your daily dose of legalese. This podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship with any listener. In other words, although I am a lawyer, I'm not your lawyer. In fact, we barely know each other. If you need personalized legal advice, contact an attorney in your community. As the 2012 election approaches, lawsuits are breaking out all over the United States to contest new voting regulations being implemented in a number of states. In the latest round, on August 15, 2012, a Pennsylvania judge allowed a state law to go into effect that requires voters to show photo identification before they can cast their ballot. Although this was only a preliminary ruling, and not the final decision on the law's constitutionality, it has grabbed headlines across the country and even fueled an investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice. Let's examine why voter ID laws are so controversial and why the judge decided, at least for now, to uphold this new law. Before I get into the details of voting rights, I wanted to let you know about one product that really deserves your vote, GoToMeeting. During the summer, it seems like everyone is either on vacation or working remotely. Trying to communicate with colleagues and clients can be a little like, well, absentee voting. You get to fill out the ballot, sure, but it's still not quite the same. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting. Your team can meet face-to-face while online, no matter where they are. It takes only seconds, and it's really easy. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes just a webcam and a click to collaborate in group HD video. You can even join from an iPad. You can see your attendees eye-to-eye while collaborating on documents in real time. You'll feel instantly connected, even if you're thousands of miles apart. Plus, GoToMeeting is easy to use. For iPad users, you just download the free GoToMeeting app to join. I really recommend GoToMeeting. It's great to have face-to-face meetings, and it's really convenient with the new iPad app, especially if you're traveling this summer. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Don't wait. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure to use the promo code PODCAST. Back to the issue. Voter ID laws have passed in various states, including Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana. The Indiana law has been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, while others still face court challenges. The advocate's argument is straightforward. Voter ID laws are a mechanism to combat fraud. And besides, what's the harm of requiring people to prove that they are who they say they are? But the opponents claim that such laws are designed to disenfranchise voters who are least likely to have photo IDs, such as the indigent or the elderly. That is why the U.S. Department of Justice is investigating the Pennsylvania law. The Pennsylvania law is known as Act 18. Enacted in March 2012, it requires people seeking to vote in the Commonwealth to first show some form of photo identification issued by a federal, state, or municipal agency, including state universities. People who have a religious objection to having their picture taken are allowed to use certain state-issued IDs without photos. And finally, anybody who shows up at the polls without an ID is allowed to cast a provisional ballot, which will count as long as the voter can deliver proof of identification within 6 days. The validity of Act 18 has been challenged by individuals and organizations who argue that the law violates the Pennsylvania Constitution in 3 respects. First, that the law places an undue burden on the right to vote. Second, that it violates the guarantee of equal protection because it affects some groups of voters more than others. And third, that it creates a new qualification for voting beyond what the Constitution requires. The challengers asked the court to impose a preliminary injunction. In other words, they wanted the judge to stop the state from enforcing the law until the lawsuit is resolved. It's not clear how long the case will take, but an injunction would certainly mean that the law would not go into effect in time for the November 2012 general election. Commonwealth Judge Robert Simpson denied the preliminary injunction. Simpson ruled that the challengers had failed to show that they would suffer irreparable harm without an injunction. And typically, judges refuse to impose injunctions without a showing of irreparable harm. Because of measures taken by the state to accommodate people without a photo ID, Judge Simpson concluded that voters would not be disenfranchised by the law. But the judge also said that the lawsuit against Act 18 was unlikely to succeed on the merits. To strike down a law, a court has to be convinced that the law is destined to violate the Constitution under all circumstances. In other words, that there is no way the state could enforce the law without infringing on people's rights. In this case, the challengers raised a number of hypothetical scenarios in which the law could create an undue burden on people's right to vote. However, the judge was not convinced that any of those scenarios would come to pass. Moreover, the judge ruled that the challengers were not likely to establish a violation of equal protection because the voter ID law is not aimed at any particular group. It simply gives poll workers another tool to verify that the person voting is who they claim to be. Although the Act 18 lawsuit was based on the Pennsylvania Constitution, Judge Simpson's decision was heavily influenced by a 2008 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court in Crawford v. Marion. In Crawford, the High Court upheld an Indiana voter ID law against a challenge based on the U.S. Constitution. The Supreme Court said that a voter ID law that is justified for valid, neutral reasons, like combating voter fraud, should be upheld even if the law was motivated by partisan interests. When reviewing a challenge, a court should generally defer to the legislature's judgment. But let's get back to Pennsylvania. The fate of Act 18 is now in the hands of the state's Supreme Court, where the challengers will try, yet again, to get the law struck down. Since Pennsylvania is considered a swing state, political strategists are hoping that the voter ID law, or lack thereof, will tip the balance of the election. We won't know that, of course, until November. Thank you for listening to Legal Lads, Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. Thanks again to our sponsor this week, GoToMeeting. You can send questions and comments to legal@quickanddirtytips.com. Please note that doing so will not create an attorney-client relationship and will be used for the purposes of this podcast only.